This will be 5 Fortune Business Update. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine, and today on my business update, which states will suffer most and least as the housing market weakens? I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine, and today on my business update, why more large employers are paying college tuition for hourly employees. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine, and today on my business update, why your Uber rides will soon include lots more advertising. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine, and today on my business update, the McRib is back, maybe for the last time, but probably not. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine, and today on my business update, how the world's richest people spend their free time. Which states will suffer most and least as the housing market weakens? Here's one expert's prediction. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. New data shows that housing prices in more than 50 of America's 60 biggest metro areas have fallen from their peak last spring. The steepest declines have been in the West. San Jose, San Francisco, Seattle, Denver, San Diego, and Portland, Oregon have reported the sharpest drops. But Ed Pinto of the American Enterprise Institute's Housing Center says the Northeast and Illinois will take the brunt of the coming price declines in less expensive housing, in part because so many people have left those areas for the Sun Belt. The states that will suffer the least will be Florida, the Carolinas, and Texas, because that's where many of those people have gone. Job growth will continue in those areas, countering the forces that would otherwise push home prices down. I'm Jeff Colvin. Here's why more large employers are paying college tuition for hourly employees. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. For years, big companies have reimbursed some or all of the college tuition for salaried employees. But now, in this tight labor market, more companies are paying tuition up front for hourly workers as well. Just this year and last, Walmart, Amazon, Target, Macy's, Citigroup, and Lowe's have made free college available to more than 3 million U.S. workers. Companies say it's good for them as well as for the employees because it saves employers money that would otherwise be spent on recruiting and retaining workers. Walmart said participants in its program leave the company at a rate 4 times lower than non-participants and are twice as likely to be promoted because they've learned the skills needed for higher-level jobs. That's another benefit for the employer as well as the employee. I'm Jeff Colvin. Here's why your Uber rides will soon include lots more advertising. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. You may not think of Uber as an advertising medium, but the company plans to launch a new in-house advertising arm that will create targeted ads for passengers based on their destination history. Uber predicts it will bring in $1 billion or more by 2024. The ads may at first appear only on riders' phones, but the company plans to make the advertising experience much more immersive if and when the company's long-expected driverless cars come into use. A company executive recently told the Wall Street Journal that cars will become our next living rooms, and they'll have ads. The company's planning a pilot program to show ads on in-car tablet devices in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Eventually, riders will be able to buy products during the ride without leaving the Uber app. I'm Jeff Colvin. The McRib is back, maybe for the last time, but probably not. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. As you likely know, the McRib is a McDonald's love-it-or-hate-it barbecue sauce-smothered boneless pork sandwich. It has been available off and on since 1981 and now will be available this fall starting on Halloween. The company says this is the McRib farewell tour, implying that the end is nigh, a message likely to stir up demand among the sandwich's cult-like following. But hold on. The first farewell tour of the McRib was in 2005. The chain made it available nationwide in 2020 for the first time since 2012, but last year it was back to limited locations, which it will be again this time. If you're trying to find a location, some enterprising fans have crowdsourced their devotion and created the McRib locator, which shows which stores across the country are selling it. I'm Jeff Colvin. Here's how the world's richest people spend their free time. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. The answer comes in new research on centimillionaires, people whose wealth exceeds $100 million. There are only about 25,000 of them in the world, and about 40% of them live in the U.S. A new report from London-based Henley & Partners says many of the world's richest enjoy the same pastimes as ordinary humans. Golf is number one on the list, and the top 10 activities also include cycling, skiing, hunting, and fishing. The difference is where they do those things. Their city homes are mostly in New York and the San Francisco Bay Area. When they want to relax, their top spots are the Hamptons on New York's Long Island, Palm Beach, Florida, and the French Riviera. And then there are the hobbies the rest of us don't do: collecting classic cars, collecting expensive art, and yachting. I'm Jeff Colvin.